We're in Siman Reish Ches. We're in the middle of Siv Zayin. Yesterday, the Mechaber said that one who eats rice makes a mazonos, but if they eat it raw, then it's ha'adama. So only if it's cooked rice or it's mushed together, that's when you make a mazonos. But if it's raw rice, you would make a ha'adama. And the Mechaber says, "V'hu shelo yei ma'oravim davar acher al oriz labado." This is only true if you're just eating the rice plain. But if you eat it mixed together with another food, and the other food is the majority in the mixture, then you make the bracha that you would make on the other food. Meaning, the rules of Ikar and Tafel apply to rice. As the Mishnah explains, the purpose of this statement of the Mechaber is to tell us that even though we saw earlier that when it comes to the chameshes, meaning dagon, even if it is not the majority, even if it is a minority in the mixture, we don't say ikar v'tafel by a mazonos, unless it is only there for sticking together, and we discuss schnitzel. But in a regular case, where you have one of the five grains in a mixture, and it is a minority, you would still make a bracha of mazonos. That is not true regarding rice, rather regarding rice, if it's mixed with something else. If it is the minority, then you make a bracha on the other food, on the other part, ingredient in the mixture, which is the majority. Sifches. Alpas dochan, uplizo, oshal sharmin, kitnios, mavarach, shahakal, vachar, bori, nefashos. Any other type of bean, anything which is not one of the five grains, you make a shahakal on it and a bori nefashos after it. The Mechaber says that even though they are pre-adama, since you made it into bread or something like that, so he said it's pas docham, so since you made it into bread of some sort and it has been improved, but since we can't say that it has the status of amotzi because you only make amotzi in one of the five grains, but you can no longer say bor pri adama because its status has changed since you've made it into bread, so therefore you make a shahakal on it. Another reason you make a shahakal on it, the Mishnah Berurah says, is because it's not the normal way to eat this type of food, to make it into bread, and therefore the Chassam Sofer says that maybe one would think if it is the normal way in that area to make this type of food into bread, such as if people make cornbread, let's say. So if you make cornbread and that's the normal way to make it, then maybe we would say that you wouldn't make a shahakal, rather you'd make a hadama on it. But the Mechaber says that is not the case. Sorry, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chassam Sofer, says, no, that's not the case. No matter what, you don't make bori pri adama because that's not the what it was made for when you created the corn. So therefore, let's say cornbread, you would make a shahakol on the cornbread and a bori nefashos after it, no matter how much you eat. However, as we pointed out before, there's a suffix, what's dochan and what's orez. So if you really think that this type of food is really included in the orez, which the Mechaber said earlier to make a mazonos on, so then you shouldn't eat it outside of a suda. And we pointed out there are some who do that with certain types of food, that they won't eat it outside of a suda because they're nervous whether this has the status of orez or it has the status of dochan. Bidiyavid, if you made ha'adama on this type of food, on this, let's say, cornbread or something like that, then the Chayyadim says, you're yotze, and therefore, by Pesach, if one has cookies made out of potato flour, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, obviously you should be making shahakal on it, but b'diyevit, if you made a bori pri adama, you would be yotze. Ma adds, ha'osa tavshel mishar mine kitnios, im nisharu shleimim, v'tovim muvushalim kamochayim, v'varach bori pri adama, v'im nismachu legamrei, o'sh'enon tovim muvushalim kachayim, v'varach shahakal. So if you make something out of corn, and it remains whole, so then you could make a hadama on it, as long as it wasn't mashed up, but it remained whole. But if it was mashed up, then you'd make a shahakal on it. So again, the general rule by cornbread is a shahakal.